This week, the Australian Medical Association has called the federal government to implement a sugar tax in Australia. Health practitioners and advocates, such as the Australian Dental Association, believe Australians' health could improve if it becomes law. They also say other countries around the world have implemented the idea with great results in the community. I spoke with President of the Australian Dental Association, Dr. Mark Hutton, and started asking his thoughts on the announcement.
Well, we are very, very happy that they're calling for that tax, because it's been one of the things that we've been advocating for many, many years. And so it's really great to see them come aboard and support it.
So let's go a little bit more in depth about the sugar and all these. What are the effects of a diet high in sugar?
Of course, on general health, it contributes to obesity and diabetes and things that we're very aware about. And of course, from our association's point of view, we're very concerned about the effect it has on people's oral health. It's the major cause of decay.
Some other countries are implementing already a sugar tax, and it looks like it's working really well. Could you please explain a little bit more on how this sugar tax, and how effective can it be in Australia?
For a start, we would hope it would be very effective. So the tax would be put on the consumption of sugar. And, for example, on a can of soft drink, you might add, say, 20 cents to the cost of a can of soft drink. It'll be on sugar that people buy from the supermarket. Any sugar that people consume would have the tax on it.
Why do you believe the sugar tax has not been already implemented in Australia?
That's a very good question. Look, we've been calling for it. We're aware that there's some resistance to it, you know, perhaps in the sugar industry. And, you know, of course, the political argument has to be won on the issue. But it would be a very, very, very valuable tax, because if you reduce the consumption of sugar, of course, you also reduce the disease it causes. So it should work very, very well indeed. And it's probably why it's working so well overseas.
And also, I believe this sugar tax will benefit not only overall the health in adults, but also the health in kids.
Yeah. Oh, very much in children. We're aware that, you know, most Australians, well, certainly 47% of them, eating more than the recommended 6 teaspoons of sugar a day. And, you know, many people are not aware that in a can of soft drink, there's 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar. So it's pretty obvious that will very much help the dental health of children.
Some of the soft drink beverages industry is just pledging to reduce the sale of these sugary drinks by 20%. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's very good. The less sugar there is in soft drinks, the better. However, it's 20%. So if, for example, there are 12 teaspoonfuls of sugar in a can of drink and you reduce it by 20%, you've still got, you know, perhaps 10 teaspoons of sugar in it, which is grossly excessive still.
And what are the health associations, including the Australian Dental Association, what are you doing to continue advocating for this tax to become a reality?
Well, we just continue to plug away. We use every opportunity that we can to advocate for this. And, you know, that's something that we won't let slip off the target, and we'll just continue working on.
So one of the things that you mentioned as well on this reply to the sugar tax from the Australian Medical Association, you mentioned an interesting topic about the correlation between sugar and, you know, the aged care. Could you please expand a little bit on what that issue is about?
Yes, certainly. The Australian Dental Association has formulated the Australian Dental Health Plan, which is a plan designed to treat those in need in our community. And recently, the Aged Care Royal Commission brought in its findings, and they suggested the Australian Dental Health Plan be the model that those in need in our aged community are treated by. And we have also advocated that the sugar tax be used to fund the Australian Dental Health Plan. So we hope that if there is a sugar tax introduced, then older Australians would benefit by that money being used to improve their oral health.
That was President of the Australian Dental Association, Dr. Mark Hutton.